This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Listen to this. Believe me, believe me, believe me when I say, we've got to save the deserts or they're gonna go away. Mojave, Sonoran, I Chihuahuan too, big old Great Basin, I'm not forgetting you. God, I wrote that so many years ago. Oh, and of course, I had to write some fun verses to go with it. You say you're from Ohio and the desert is so new. You want to do a landscape, you don't know what to do. Plant lots of native plants, trees, shrubs, and vines. You'll be delighted with the expansion of your mind. I love that. I love that. Well, I better talk about a native. I was singing trees, shrubs, and vines. I love vines. I like them in the wild, in wild landscapes, right? I love them in landscapes like a yard, a front yard, a backyard, a side yard. You don't see them much in a commercial landscape. I think they're just so unruly. They climb up everything. Oh my God, that vine is in the mesquite. And it's that unruliness, it's that wildness that I, of course, love. And I've been thinking a lot about vines. And lately, I remembered a favorite vine I'd see in the Sonoran Desert, climbing an ironwood tree, a Palo Verde, an ocotillo. It had these penny-sized, dime-sized yellow flowers, petaled flowers, five petals. You know, and I thought of it as a Sonoran Desert native, but after moving to Cochise County many years ago and poking around in the high desert, I found that wonderful vine climbing up onto plants and over the terrain out my way. And I learned that vine as this botanical name, Januzia gracilis, and the beautiful common name, Fermina. Januzia gracilis is no longer Januzia. It has a new genus, Cotsia, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the genus Januzia refers to the Roman god Janus. Janus had two faces. Okay, this is cool. He had two faces. So this vine has petal flowers and flowers with no petals, but they both still produce seed, right? The two types of flowers, and they'll be on the same stem. Two faces. Very cool. And they both produce seed, so they have this very cool winged seed pod. This Januzia has samaras, really very attractive samaras. The specific epithet gracilis means slender or graceful, and this vine is slender and graceful. The common name Fermina means strong. Beautiful name. And listen, this beautiful yellow flowering trickster flower. This vine climbs over desert vegetation and terrain from 1,000 feet in elevation to 5,000 feet in elevation. It's in the Malpighiaceae, the Malpig family. The new genus, I mentioned it, Cotsia, crazy mixed up bunch of letters. It's an anagram for a Scottish botanist. His name was Scott, and it's an anagram for Scott. Okay, now you know. Hey, I was from Kentucky, and the desert was so new. Looking all around me, what was I to do? Hey, learn lots of native plants, trees, shrubs, and vine. And I'm still delighted with the expansion of my mind. Believe me, believe me, believe me when I say, we got to save the deserts or they're gonna go away. Mojave, Sonoran, I, Chihuahuan, too, big old Great Basin, I'm not forgetting you. The borderlands are beautiful, yeah, it's true. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.